This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi, this is Jason Coleman from So You Think You Can Dance, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. Joy gives us joy. I shouldn't really sing. Maybe I should get down this way. Bump and stomp. Joy is for the jump and move to the groove to the beat gets bumping. 10 times the bass is pounding like a heartbeat. A microphone's just a heart at a light speed. The tempos are changing. The rhythm's rearranging. We move to the groove, but joy is complaining. Don't stop.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. If you have a perfect plie,
or you've got brilliant breaks,
maybe a mighty moonwalk,
a sexy salsa,
a killer kick,
a beautiful box step,
a groovy grapevine,
a jazzy jive,
a ballistic backflip,
a humbling head spin,
a shivering split,
a remarkable roll,
a terrific turn,
a wonderful waltz,
a reasonable running man.
Then we've got someone who wants to see you to tell us more about the upcoming auditions for So You Think You Can Dance 2010. Good morning, rapper Jason Coleman.
Oh my God, I think I did that last year. I'm so embarrassed.
It was awesome. That was the first take as well. You just did it. It's rolled off the tongue.
One take wonder.
Exactly. Now, are you excited about 2010, So You Think You Can Dance? It's already kicking on.
Really, really excited that it's come around again. It seems to have come around fast, I know, but we're going into season 3. You know, my motto in life is you've got to come back and better yourself. Well, there's no point coming back at all. We've made some changes to the format this year. People are coming to audition or considering coming to audition. I highly recommend it. The massive big lines that they've had to face over the last few years, they don't have to face this year because if they get onto the channel, onto the dance website, 10.com.au/dance, they can make an appointment to come along and audition. So they don't have to line up for hours and hours and hours.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a good idea. Jen is actually logging on now. She wants to put her name down, don't you, Jen?
Jason, well, last time you were here in the studio, me and Penny had a bit of a dance off, so I have
a vivid memory of that.
Still wakes up sweating
you
during
know,
the night.
I showcase my finest moves of the running man, a Backstreet Boys, but what are my chances, do you reckon, Jason?
I say to anybody who enjoys dancing at all, come along and have a go. You've got nothing to lose. Yeah. You're included, Dub. Bring Penny with you, then you stand a good chance, I think.
Actually, I might hide behind her or disguise myself as Penny.
That's what she did last time. You're very, very diplomatic there, Jason. We're all come along. We're all audition. So you go onto the website and you can book a time. That's going to be a bit. It's like a doctor's appointment, is it? You're going to be waiting.
I think it's a way to encourage some of the better dancers, some of the more professional dancers, and all that in, so they don't have to line up. With a whole bunch of kids who've really got no idea, who just want their 15 minutes of fame on television. So it's one of the small ways under which we're changing the show this year. There's going to be a few other things. The producers at Fremantle Media are very smart, and they're just tweaking some things around to keep it interesting this year. And so I'm looking forward to turning up to work next week.
Well, we mentioned a few running men and breakdancing moves. And what do you think people, or what will you be looking for as one of the judges there?
I'll be looking for the sprinkler.
That's one of Ginny's.
Yeah. That can be arranged.
I'm looking for a husband.
That can be arranged too.
And you keep referring to these little tweaks and changes. Can you give us any hints about what we might be able to see in So You Think You Can Dance 2010 that'll be different?
The media releases haven't let the cats out of the bag in that regard yet, other than the audition phase. But when we get to the live show in February next year, I implore people to turn on the telly and have a look at what the differences and the changes are. I'm sure they'll like it.
Well, Jason Coleman, thank you so much, and good luck for So You Think You Can Dance 2010. We look forward to seeing it.
It's always a joy, guys.
Cheers, Jason. Take care.
That's Jason Coleman, one of the judges from So You Think You Can Dance. If you're interested in auditioning for that, jump onto their website, make an appointment. You can hear Ginny's doing it right now.
Yes, oops. Channel 10. Get on to that.
10.com.au/dance, just in case you want to know.
Yeah, dear Jason, I want to do the sprinkler for you and show you my running man.
Yes.
Love, Ginny.
And I've got a husband for you.
Who's the husband?
I'm busy.
Huh?
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. You're on Joy. It's the Hump Day Crew.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
the best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
mymac.com.au.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.